Einstein was not alone in believing that the Hitler vote is only a symptom, not necessarily of anti-Jewish hatred, but of momentary resentment caused by economic misery and unemployment within the ranks of misguided German youths. However, only about one quarter of those who voted Nazi were young first-time voters. It was among the older generation of white-collar workers, shopkeepers, small businessmen, Protestant farmers in the north, craftsmen, and unskilled workers outside the industrial centers that Nazi support was strongest. What contributed decisively to the changed German political landscape between the elections of 1928 and 1930 was the Wall Street crash in October 1929. Germany was hardest hit by the financial shockwaves emanating from New York. The lifeblood of its fragile economic revival of the past 5 years had been short-term loans from the United States. With mounting losses and in disarray, American financial institutions demanded immediate repayment of existing loans. The result was a rapid rise in unemployment from 1.3 million in September 1929 to over 3 million in October 1930. Einstein, for the moment, saw the Nazis as nothing more than a childish disease of the Republic that would soon pass. The disease, however, would kill off an already ailing Weimar Republic that had in all but name abandoned parliamentary democracy in favor of rule by decree. "We are moving towards bad times," wrote a pessimistic Sigmund Freud on 7th of December 1930. "I ought to ignore it with the apathy of old age, but I can't help feeling sorry for my 7 grandchildren. 5 days earlier, Einstein had left Germany to spend 2 months at Caltech, the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena. Boltzmann, Schrödinger, and Lorentz had all lectured at what had fast become one of America's leading centers of scientific excellence. When his ship docked in New York, Einstein was persuaded to give a 15-minute press conference to the horde of waiting reporters. "What do you think of Adolf Hitler?" shouted one. "He is living on the empty stomach of Germany," replied Einstein. "As soon as the economic conditions improve, he will no longer be important."